Organizational meeting for the Business and Labor Committee, and welcome all senators and our committee administrator, Dennis. Now, this is, all this new technology that we have in here, this is pretty wild. It's pretty good.
Mr. Chair, I was just kind of making an observation of the people in the room. You know, when you were in school, if you really felt like there was a reason you wanted to be mischievous and bad, you'd sit in the back of the room. And I've noticed that all the people that are here today have chosen that position, so I don't know what that indicates for the future of the committee, but I think we better keep an eye on
them. It was all telecom people. I guess. Three of the five, anyway, are telecom. And so that's a... deja vu all over again. It was 1999. Well, hopefully we'll do some good things along those lines. We have today's adoption of rules. I think they're pretty much the general standardized rules that most of the committees are doing. Is there any comment on those, or what has been proposed?
I don't have any problem with those.
Any difficulty? I did talk to Senator Beyer, and I think he's okay with them. And so we'll just go ahead. If the chair would move that the committee adopt the Senate model rules for the Labor and Business Committee. So is there any objection to that? So ordered.
Killed that feedback.
We didn't have to do that. There's got to be something wrong here.
Well, we did meet with President Courtney and President Pro Tem Lynn Hannon last Thursday, and he wanted me to, they wanted us as committee chairs to just discuss some of the general groundwork. 24-hour posting, of course, that's in the rules. They intend to have regular meetings with the committee chairs, and so if any of the committee members have any problems or any issues they'd like to be brought up, we'll please do that. On the Republican side, Teresa Van Winkle will be handling the bill referrals, and I don't know who will be doing that on the Democratic side.
I think Connie Seeley, I understand.
Connie Seeley, though. Okay. So there's going to be some coordination there, I think, quite a lot of coordination. We have a four-person committee, which is going to be a unique situation for us, and so we always should try and at least make sure we have a quorum here. And, you know, moving in and out. They ask us to, you know, to have respect for the public and the folks that are testifying, that we're here listening to what they're going to be saying. Senator Walker is the vice chair, as you well know. They sort of gave us the what you learned in kindergarten: be polite to people, you know, courtesy and the thing that we should extend to people because we're really doing their work. So that was the biggest thing there. The bill assignments. What I'm understanding with that is that they are going to try and give some time lag, and they're going to try and work out any difficulties within the confines of the President and the President Pro Tem, but if there is a disagreement there, then it would be referred to the Rules Committee and see if they can work it out with the caucuses. So that's the basic general structure. There's, you know, we have a potential of a fair amount of bills that will be coming in. In fact, we received last week the referral of about 150 bills, and I think we had 16 of those 150. And Senator Hannon indicated to me that they were going to make this into the Junior Judiciary Committee because they were going to send a lot of business this way, or a lot of those bills, and try and alleviate some of the workload there. So we have 16 bills before our committee right now, and I think more have been assigned, and as we get those, we'll get them to you. Now, we have some of the issues. I think that maybe I've talked to some of the collective bargaining bill with the farm unions. I've asked, or will be asking, Senator Hannah to send any of the telecommunications bills this direction. The PERS issue came up. I don't think there's been any decision made on that, regardless of what some of the members might be saying. That I think what the President and the President Pro Tem are going to do is to wait until the bill comes over from the House and then see where it goes at that point. So And I could come to this committee, could go to general government, could go to rules, could go to judiciary, could go lots of places. There's my plan, I guess, for this week is that there's five accounting bills, starting with Senate Bill 148, 49, 50, 51, and 52, that appear not to have any real problems. I'd like to set those for hearing on Wednesday. They're just basically cleaning up the statutes. If you have some problems with those, let me know. And then there's also Senate Bill 34, which we will post for hearing. That's something to do with real estate and power of attorneys. And I'm talking with Jana Jarvis. I asked her to go out and see if there was any controversy along that, those lines. Those are bills that were being asked to be brought in by the Attorney General's office. Clean up some statutory language. So we'll try and get some of those things out and done with. And we're set to meet on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. My intent would be to try and conclude our businesses on Monday and Wednesdays. And if we have to meet on Friday to continue business, that we would meet on Fridays.
Great.
But that would be my intent at this point. I think we have a very experienced crew of legislators, and so if we can get past our differences, then we'll be in grand shape. So by and large, that's really the part of the organizational meeting that I think we're done. Any other questions, any discussions from the committee members?
I actually had a comment.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One of the things I was trying to have change this session was moving the 24-hour rule to a 48-hour rule to allow for greater participation by those who live a great distance from the Capitol. It's also even hard for people who live in Eugene or Portland and have a regular job to try to get the day off to come testify. So if it's possible, I'd like to try to do that. I'd also like to open up this committee to possibly taking video or teleconference testimony from around the state. There's an organization called OPAN, which is similar to C-SPAN, that's trying to do that and open up the legislative process to Oregonians. And I think they're trying to network with community colleges around the state and get folks to go to the community college and have them testify right from their community so that we can see it. And if it's possible, and if there's interest, I'd like to be one of those committees that actually starts doing that this session and see if maybe it catches on. And it may lend itself, some of our hearings may lend itself to that, some may not, but I mean, you live in the far reaches of the state yourself, so I would think that your constituents have thought about that.
Yeah, we have done some of those committee meetings, and I think we can work something out. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're trying to set up some things to go back to the community just for community visits, and so this is mm-hmm. something we'll do. Mm-hmm. The 24-hour rule, if we can get Senator Hannon and Senator Courtney to do this 4-day, they're trying to give a 4-day lead time, that perhaps we can get information out to people quick enough. Mm-hmm. I think what they're trying to do is to get the notice to ask that this bill may be referred to your committee, and do you have a problem with it?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can work on something and still keep the 24-hour notice.
I just feel like Oregonians aren't really seemingly engaged in the process. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so suspicious of us. But perhaps I'm being naive, but I really would like to open up the process as much as we could. And I'm a court reporter in federal bankruptcy court, and we have a lot of telephone conference hearings, and state court doesn't do any of those kinds of things. They make everybody appear in court, and we do it that way because we represent the entire state. And it works out extremely well, and I just think we could maybe try that here.
Let's look at those, and we can always see how the process works out.
Well, another thing, too, on that line, Mr. Chair, is that Senator Walker, Senator Nelson and I talked last week on my Economic Development and Transportation Committee, which Senator Nelson serves on as well, because we are a four-member committee, so we have a crossover of half the committee there. And we're going to explore the possibility of having at least maybe three or four road committee meetings. You know, again, cost will be a factor there. We have to work that out where we can go to some more remote areas on a Monday or a Friday to have committee hearings, and perhaps do that then as a joint Business, Labor, Economic Development Committee, because we have cross-membership and small enough where we can handle issues of both committees and take them for that same purpose of trying to have other people participate. So, you know, whether it's teleconferencing or in person, I think we're, Senator Nelson and I are both talking about ways in which we can do that.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Senator DeByer, we were just talking about some of the background thing. Maybe in general, we did adopt the rules. I don't know, did you have any problems with the rules? Did you look at them?
I haven't seen the rules for this committee yet.
They look the same.
They're the same as all the other committees.
We did adopt them in your absence, but Senator Walker just brought up an issue about the 24-hour notice, suggesting that we put it out to 48 hours. The information that I got this morning from Senator Hanna is they're going to try and do a four-day bill referral process to give the chairs and the members of the committee the time. So we thought maybe we'd try and work on that process first, to see if that would give the people enough time to actually be here. Any other comment on that?
Well, 24 hours is our Senate rules for notice, and I don't think that late staff session, no senators were interested in changing that. If they make them right up. I do have a question on number 9 on the rules, and I have the same question because this is standard boilerplate language, but it says that the committee shall be recorded and shall be transcribed to give a true reflection of the matters discussed. My understanding was that this session they were not going to have staff people going over the tapes and retyping, that they were simply whatever was done during the committee meeting will be the extent of the transcribing of the rules, and if anybody wants to get information, they'll have to listen to the tapes.
The transcribing of the testimony.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, why are we including this in our rules if in fact we're not going to be transcribing the committee meetings after words like we have in the past, but because of the less staff available this session to the legislative committees, that they were not going to be going back over the tapes and, you know, adding stuff later.
Okay, that's the first I've heard of that. So
I'd actually seen something in the Senate rules about that, and it was kind of funny because being a court reporter, I take things down verbatim. I thought it was kind of amusing that they were discussing that it would be a true reflection of the matters discussed, because it's not an actual verbatim reflection.
No, it's not.
It's simply the assistant's reflection of what took place. And then that would be my understanding, too. You'd have to go listen to it on the computer, online, or the tapes, and then hear what we actually said.
Yeah, so I guess, and obviously that's not for this staff. That would be the more of a question for whoever put together these boilerplate rules that all the committees are adopting. If we are not transcribing, why are we saying the rules we will?
Well, let's check on that, and then we'll see if we have to modify or change it. Anymore. So any other issues or anything that you can think of? Okay, so for Wednesday, we're going to put out notices on 6 bills, actually, Senate Bill 34, Senate Bills 148 through 152. They look like they're just that story, carrying up with language. And it didn't appear that there was going to be any problems with using this work. So, any other questions? Any comments from any of the audience out there? The usual suspects. And we've got another telecommunication guy here, too.
Getting used to seeing him.
Okay. All right, very good. Is there any other comments or any other discussion, any other business that we need to be brought before this committee? If not, we will declare the public hearing closed.